Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Excited to talk about mushroom leather today. What on earth is this?
I've got to say, it kind of blew my mind when I found it. It's kind of like, apparently it's the best known besides pineapple leather, but I noticed that Deadly Ponies make a cactus leather version of their bags.
Okay, cool.
And Dr. Martens make their vegan boots is actually polyurethane, so it's kind of made out of petrol, which is probably not as cool.
Not so good for the environment.
Yeah, and I guess mushroom leather is kind of a little bit misleading because it's not the fruit, which is the mushroom sort of thing. It's actually the mycelium, which is the root structure of mushrooms that is manufactured or essentially grown and made into the leather.
I was just sort of imagining, you know, like a sort of dehydrator that you'd have in your house just full of mushrooms and then someone like sewing them together to make a shoe, which I'm imagining is not how the process works.
A whole lot of little elves sewing those little shoes together.
Exactly, little mushroom shoes. How does it actually work then? How do they make leather out of mushrooms or the mycelium of mushrooms?
So mycelium basically is the filaments that go into the ground. And if you've ever done this, which is something that I've kind of done, I've looked up because mushrooms make music because they communicate with other plant life and things like that. Like that's how trees and things and mushrooms communicate, is actually through their mycelium through the ground. It's quite freaky.
How do they make music though?
Oh, you can, because everything has an electrical charge, and if you want to go down this rabbit hole, you can go onto YouTube and listen. There are actual albums coming out of mushroom music.
It's been around for a wee while.
But basically, how this works is that it's produced and fed on things like sawdust or corn, wood chips, that sort of thing, and they put it in a tray and they put a strain of mycelium down and then a little bit of water, and then as it starts growing, I think they plastic bag it, and then it kind of ends up growing. And once upon a time they couldn't grow it into big sizes like cowhide size, but now it can take anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months to grow the size of a cowhide.
Wow.
And of course, it depends on the type of mushroom, the substrate used, or the sunlight and humidity, and all that kind of thing.
Do all mushrooms work for this, or I presume not all mushrooms?
I think there's mushrooms. Things like oyster mushrooms are really good, and then there's another one that's quite rare, which I can't remember the name of. That's pretty good as well. I also came across like the largest honey fungus, which is in the Blue Mountains in Oregon.
Whoa.
And its mycelium covers 2,400 acres, which is the equivalent of 1,665 football fields. So if you can imagine making that into leather, that's a lot of leather.
That is a lot of leather. That is a lot of mushroom. Wow.
Yeah. And what's so cool about, you know, it's kind of like called a leather alternative as opposed to, or unleather as opposed to mushroom leather.
Right.
According to like Stella McCartney. What's quite cool about it is that it's breathable, it's waterproof, it's natural fibres, there's no chemical used in the colouring, it looks and resembles cowhide, and it only needs a fraction of the resources.
That's amazing.
So it doesn't need land as much land, water, food, etc., and it takes half the time to produce. So it's much more sustainable. Of course, things like wood chips, straw and corn can be, you know, they're sustainable products that can be put back into the, you know, the fashion kind of loop, which is pretty cool.
I'm looking at some photos of it now, and when you see it processed, it literally just looks like leather. And it sort of looks like it would have the same touch as leather as well. It's kind of similar patina and similar, like, I don't know, flexibility of like maybe a Napa leather or something. It's looking very, real.
Yeah, and apparently the other side of it is, it can be a little bit like suede. Which is pretty cool.
It
was kind of first kind of discovered or used in 2012, and it was product designers Philip Ross and Jonas Edvard who started experimenting with homeware, and using mycelium to create the kind of leather. And recently, with backing from Hermes, there's a company called MycoWorks that just started creating, like building their first full-scale manufacturing plant.
Wow.
And that was after they put the mushroom unleather into an Hermes Victoria bag in 2001.
Wow.
And there's also another company called Bolt Threads, and that's the one that Stella McCartney's been working with,
right,
to develop it into being a proper kind of leather alternative.
Yeah, it seems like Stella McCartney is the big name when you when you're looking up mushroom leather. She's been a vegan advocate for many years before it was kind of trendy, I guess.
Yeah, I think that because her mother was vegan, I think she's been a vegan her entire life.
Right, okay.
And so she's really about the environment as well as being a vegan. So what's quite fascinating about it as well is that she wants to, because a lot of the taxes and import duties in the States, if you bring in an unleather product, it's 30% more tax than it is if you bring in a cowhide.
That is grim.
Yeah, so she kind of wants to work on that sort of side of things as well. And she started working with this product Mylo, which is the unleather based on the mycelium product, for a Victoria and Albert exhibition called Fashion from Nature in 2018. She used that product in a Falabella bag or something.
Oh, wow.
That's the name of the bag that she had first used it. But she's now been working on, she's made a bustier and trousers that look really cool, and they're like really matte black.
So good. It's kind of crazy. I mean, the one thing I want to know is how durable is this? Like, leather is, if you look after it, lasts a lifetime, but how long does Mylo last? Is it similarly durable?
Apparently it is, yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
And Adidas and Stan Smiths are made from it as well. They're using the same Mylo product from Bolt Threads.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah,
this is cool. This is a really cool world of sort of science, technology, fashion intersection here. I think I've just found the Stella McCartney pieces that you're talking about. They look amazing. Like,
yeah.
Such a cool outfit. You would not know it was made out of mushroom leather. That just sort of is a very awesome fact about it. An incredible material. And as you say, or as you're mentioning there, you know, I hope we can get maybe a bit more funding or less restrictions around it, so that it's less of a difficult or an expensive thing to use, because this seems really awesome.
Yeah, it's that was kind of like referring to the US, so I'm not quite sure, like I don't think there's any kind of mushroom like based leather being made in New Zealand. Like, I was trying to find some,
right.
But I think you probably need a lot of you need a bit of land to make quite a big factory to it work, just from the looks of the American ones. But I think it's a really, really exciting kind of thing that could really become something for the future.
Hard out.
I just think it's so cool that they've found something that can be, replacing the poor cow.
Exactly.
Because I think it's something like 65% of all leather products is cow, or
wow,
something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's pretty crazy. Hey, thank you, Penny, for bringing us Mylo, or mushroom leather, this morning. You've picked us a tangentially related song, Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit.
Yeah.
Have a lovely morning. We'll
you
see
too.
You soon.
Bye.
Chasing rabbits, and you know you're
Someone reckons we should do mushroom music on Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke as well. That's not a bad idea.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.